from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
Welcome to the GoodAtheist.net podcast. My name is Jacob Fortan.
And I am Jeffrey Jones.
Now, hopefully I don't fuck it up again, and this show is going to be recorded. There's going to be no problem. We tested the first recording that we did just tonight, right?
Yes, earlier.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
I think it should be fine.
We also
I'm noticing your voice moving.
Oh, you're watching it.
There we go.
Thank you very much.
Because what
you know
do.
What? I want to apologize again officially to anybody that didn't visit the site. If you're wondering where your bonus show is, it's sitting in the vault, presumably never to come out unless I can find a technological solution to an audio fuck up, and a major one at that. Like basically in the short, turned the microphone the wrong way the entire time.
Yeah.
You can't hear nothing.
Yeah, it's basically me talking to the spirit of Jacob.
Honestly,
it's like EVP Jacob.
I sound like you're talking to a ghost. You're a medium, and you're just talking with them. We're going to be talking about that on the show, by the way. We're going to be talking about the occult. We've been watching some movies, some 80s propaganda, Christian propaganda
90s
movies.
Propaganda, but yeah. They had 3D computer stuff. Remember their shitty Zelda castle?
Okay, you're right. It's hard to say. It's hard to gauge. How Lindsay looked young in it.
Yeah.
So, however you want to judge that. But before we start, I want to kind of explain not just sort of like the podcast fuck up, because I don't like to parade around my failures. but I would like to talk a little bit about what's going to happen in the next month, as I'm starting to really remove myself from the duties of the 9-to-5 world in order to be able to try to kickstart this sucker.
And I'm stepping back into the 9-to-5 world.
As I step out, you step in.
I step in. I'm like, it's my turn to be crushed.
Well, it will be good for you in a way. You need structure.
I do need structure. I thought this is going to be a very productive time in my life, and it was not. Unless you count video games. I'm like, I played a lot of games and slept a lot.
That, it sounds like very productive time.
Yeah.
Time well spent.
It is. It's like, I can draw it tomorrow. Fuck it.
Yes, technically that is true, but you don't seem
that's
to
not
progress.
The mental. I need that fucking axe, you know, over my head. It's like, you gotta get her done, cause, you know.
I've been trying to put that axe over my head. I mean, I am forcing myself. I don't know why it's so hard for me to do it, but I'm forcing myself to do interviews.
You're good with the interviews, though.
I know, but I don't like them because they're stressful. They're stressful. You worry about how good they're going to be. I'm used to doing shows. I can just put the mic, fucking hit record, and it'll probably be a decent show. Mm-hmm. But, I've done two interviews?
Yeah, so it's all the more reason to do more.
I know, but it's the doing more part that sucks. Look, ask anybody who's ever done anything that's worthwhile.
I don't interview anybody.
It sucks.
I'm not going to ask them a single question.
I mean, have you ever gone back and listened to the old shows?
I don't listen to the podcasts that I do.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about way back. Episode 10, let's say.
I listen to some of the old ones that you and Ryan did, but I'll never listen to the ones I do. Never.
I can't force you to listen to that because I really wanted to do a bonus portion.
The reason that
the best parts or the worst parts, and you have to listen to your own shit.
Have to listen to my own shit. The reason I don't like it is because it's not that I hate my voice. It's just that my voice sounds a lot higher on the mic than it does in my ears. So when I listen to it, I find, and it could just be me, but I find I sound ridiculously gay.
What's the problem with that?
I have this friend who talks like that, and it's like, I want to talk normal.
You want to talk normal? Can we? You know what? Let us interrupt this show so that I can have
apparently.
Hello, some issues here.
No, it's just that I never realized how girly or like how, I don't know.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm gonna put that out there. What the hell? Are
I don't
you
know.
Talking
I just don't like.
Here?
I don't like the way my voice sounds, because I find
you're like everybody else who hates their own voice on the radio. You know, unless you're like Barry White or something.
No, I hate you. I hate your face.
Well, I'm sorry to pop this bubble where you apparently think that you are the only one in the world that either hates the sound of their voice or hates the way they talk. I think it actually takes a supreme form of egotism, which I will boast for myself.
Yeah.
To even attempt to enjoy the sound of your own voice. Huh? But you have to, goddammit. You have to love that bitch. You have to stroke it. Let it just ride.
Stroke it. I have to stroke it.
Your ego, I meant. Jeez.
Yeah. Is that what you named it?
I'm in the process of working on a name for the ego. I don't know what to call it. Something, I don't know.
Slimer.
Ego is Slimer?
No.
I don't even understand.
I think we're on different pages.
You know what's really funny? I can't name any names because it would be very gossipy of me, and I'm just not going to do it. But someone that I know someone else who's highly religious who has started to listen to the show and is convinced that I am actually starting a cult for real.
For realsies?
For realsies.
Shit.
That I am a cultist and that this show is a recruitment tool for my eventual cult.
Your bunker is really small, dude. I think you could fit 5 people in there, maybe.
I could fit a whole bunch of people in the garage, but
that's
really
what I was thinking. Like that garage is dusty and
it's got bugs.
It's got the stank chair in it.
The stank chair, the one that you want to take.
Hey, my chair has a fucking. It's the back problem maker.
So you would rather take a stinky chair that Ryan used?
I can Febreze a stinky chair. Okay. I can clean a stinky chair.
I'll give you that.
My
chair.
Other chair, I cannot not make it crooked. Like I sit on it and I feel like I'm on this tilt.
Everything in your house seems to be falling
apart. Everything. I swear to God, in the last 2 weeks, my roommate's PS3 broke. My fucking dryer broke. My laptop broke.
You're cursed.
My monitor just broke.
I think I understand why after this video that I watched from Jeremiah Films.
I've learned something.
I want to talk about this first, just to give everybody a perspective. In the 1990s, there was... I don't know. Are they still making movies now?
Think that they're all old shit that they sell on
it's
for
probably,
DVDs.
Yeah. You know, you go through that whole golden phase. But there was basically this film production company that was in the habit of making, you know... I guess we'll call them documentaries.
Propaganda films.
Propaganda
like
films.
Like ridiculously right-leaning propaganda films.
Propaganda films. And distributing it to Christians, selling it as part of like the whole Christian culture of, oh, we need to find out what's going on with, and the video that we watched today is Halloween. You know, it's coming up, so I guess we figured, hey, why the hell not? And Jeffrey here is a big fan of Halloween, aren't you?
You
love Halloween? Huh?
I love October.
You love October.
I love October. Although I think I'm going to try to, if I'm going to dress up as anybody, I'm going to dress up as Dean Venture.
Well, let me tell you something. I think you're an autumn.
I'm an autumn?
Yeah. I think you're an autumn.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I was just going to throw that out there.
All right.
I thought you'd know, and then I could fake my way into knowing what the hell I was talking about.
No, but I like it, though. It's like, yeah, I am an autumn. I don't know what it means, but I'll sure. Why not? I'll agree with it. I like oranges.
I'm not a season at all.
No.
No.
You're the apocalypse. You're the end of all seasons. Why not?
So anyways, this production company was making these propaganda films. And I took down some notes about it. We're going to be talking heavily about this particular thing. I do recommend that you probably try to go out and find this. I'm not going to tell you how to do it, folks. I'm not going to tell you how to commit a crime. I think you know how to do this.
I think you know. I think
you know what I'm talking about. Wink, wink.
As a moralist... atheist, you would know how to find these things. I mean,
yeah. Used fripperies, yeah, or something like that. What do they call it in
Salvation
English?
Armies?
Salvation armies and things like that.
Like used video stores. Yes.
They must exist more in the U.S. than they do here. Here they would be impossible to find. Like, if I actually found that, I would probably buy it. You go to a garage sale and you see one of these sites?
I would buy it off heartbeat. I'm not going to pay the $21 asking price on their website, but...
Well, the amazing thing about these movies is really the way that they work. The whole... how can I say their MO, the tactic that they use. Some of the things that I wanted to talk about specifically that I love about this video.
Oh my god!
They really do try to pull the whole production value in the most. How can I describe it? Well, when you turn it on, you watch it. The first thing that you notice is, wow, it looks like Zelda's castle. They're talking in Zelda's castle.
Like a really crappily, like, take the original Smash Brothers and that Zelda level, invert it, and put them in it.
It was, let's say, a little bit primitive, which was, is what I loved about it, because they're in this crazy castle, and the entire time they decided...
Blue screen is all hell.
Yeah. The entire time they decide that we're going to tell you about... this holiday, and it starts off, admittedly, at first I actually thought that they were going to go all newsy on it, because they were just showing newspaper clippings, and then they were really easing their way into it, at first just talking about the
history. It started very slowly.
Yeah, it started as like, here's the history of the pagan beliefs that lead up to Halloween, like the Celtic traditions that caused, you know,
like,
that
this is stuff everybody
for
knows
jack-o'-lanterns and blah, 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 just the boring old stuff that you learn when you're forced to know what the hell Halloween is and put some fucking historical context to that shit.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, that's how they start. And at first I'm like, this isn't as sinister as I thought it was going to be. My first expectation is this is Christian propaganda. The first thing they're going to do is try to scare the shit
out. We watched Jeremiah Films' Gay Agenda one. What was it, Civil Rights or Special Rights?
I forget, because you know what's really hilarious about that video is that they completely and utterly forget their original premise of saying they wanted special rights and just basically then...
There was like, they spent the half of that, last half of that movie just like...
Bashing gays.
It was like,
It's pretty special. Like, I recommend watching it with somebody else, so you can actually, at least throw your rage out there. If you do it alone, you're just going to want to pull your hair out.
Yeah, I actually have it that whole thing on my website, oddly enough. So if you go to downandout.ca, someone uploaded it to like Google Video. It's on my website. You can go there.
It is something special. I think it's... the most shocking thing, and this is something I guess we were talking about in the bonus show that got lost, unfortunately, was...
it was a good show, too.
Was basically my point that I felt... when you watch an African-American talk about rights and talk about... saying like, oh, well, this is not a civil right that they're fighting for, and how dare they equate it to this. And I'm like, how dare you, man?
Of all the people to get it, we would expect it would be you guys.
It's almost sweet to consider the fact that everyone is just as bigoted and racist as everyone else.
There
isn't that nice to know? Fantastic. There is no special privileged position where you can decide, no, I know better because, you know, my ancestors suffered. So therefore, I'll close all arguments. I understand things much better than you do.
There we go.
I find that insulting. Okay, now, they start off pretty...
tame.
Pretty tame. Yeah. And then they get to the point where they really start talking about, they hint at satanic cults.
Yeah.
And I don't know if most of you who listen know, because you know, a big portion are probably so young that they were probably born right when this was happening. But back in the late 80s, early 90s, there was a crazy fear of satanic cults.
Yeah.
And this is exactly it. I didn't actually think that they were going to go that deep into satanic cults.
No.
Because of the way that it started. It was actually literally a bit boring, and I was disappointed at first. I'm like, no.
This isn't alarmist.
This is so moderate.
Yeah.
No one is saying anything except for the fact saying, like, oh, these are pagan or whatever. I thought that's going to be their angle at first. They were just going to say, these are pagan things. The Bible says quite clearly that paganism is wrong.
And then... they talk about baby killing.
Oh, my goodness. They have this guy that comes on who says that he's a former Satanist coming from a family of Satanists.
Yeah, what was it? A generational Satanist, I think, was the term of
right.
it. Yeah.
That's right. So he begins to describe all of these different nonsensical rituals where they're doused in blood, forced to
they
have
kill
sex.
The baby, and then they shower blood on them, and
you know what's funny? The entire time,
like, are you sure you aren't at an Aussie concert?
Were you tripping balls?
Yeah, exactly.
Were you having quite the little experience?
Yeah,
I would actually believe that if I believed that he was recalling anything.
The
entire
God.
Time, stone faced, describing this. I mean, anybody who would have experienced such
trauma,
insane trauma, if it was real, I mean, they're not going to explain it so casually.
Yeah, it's not. I was thinking, it's especially at the end where he's enraged. He's not really that enraged. I'm like, and it's got to stop.
Yeah, well, the premise was, and this is sort of, you know, his message was that essentially children are dying every Halloween, that somehow the connection between the kitschy occultness of Halloween is deeply ingrained with Satanism and human sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
which... You know, I just want to put it out there. The entire time where they're starting to talk about human sacrifice as an element, they're like, this is barbaric. You're right. I really do find that human sacrifice is barbaric. What did Jesus do again? what was the whole deal with that?
Hey, pot, you're black.
Well, there's no small bit of irony in the fact that here we have a group, cult, that is trying to warn others in their congregation that there are these cults about.
There's a worser cult.
A much more scary cult. And, yep. and they didn't just talk about satanic cults, although that was definitely the part with Hal Lindsey.
That was the most interesting part.
Well, that really was.
It was my favorite part.
The music and shit, like they're fucking...
You know what it reminded me of?
What?
Remember that episode of The Simpsons with the vegetarian thing? Like, don't kid yourself, Timmy. If that cow had the chance, he'd kill you and everyone you care about. Closes up on the cow.
I really wish it had been that good.
Yeah.
But instead, what you got were these... just. Okay, you have Hal Lindsey talking about, oh, we have evidence, I love who the fuck this we is. We have evidence that people are constantly being sacrificed to these satanic cults.
I love that they don't provide any.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They'll show headlines. They'll zoom in on headlines. I'm like, where's this headline from? Just because a headline fucking says it, what, you instantly believe it? Look, a newspaper made this claim. Oh, I see. Well, I better believe every word that it says.
Yeah, a newspaper whose title remains anonymous.
Basically, when you look at it, you could just say, hey, if you make a really bold font and it's really large, believe every word. Yeah, believe every word that it says.
Of course.
I mean, did you not see how thick the font was?
It was big, and the way the newspaper zoomed in on it, like...
It had even smaller writing below it. So important was the big message compared to the smaller writing. I mean, that should tell you something right away. You don't even need to read.
You just need to read the headline and you've got everything.
Why the fuck would you want anything other than a goddamn headline when you have...
Yeah.
When you have the power of a bold font.
A bold font.
A bold font. Okay,
I agree.
Here's a couple other things that was going on in the video, and I think that this is also. I mean, we have to find more of these.
Oh, my goal is to find all of the Jeremiah films. It is also
tantalizing.
I do not want to pay a penny for any of them, but I'm sure they're on YouTube.
Well, let's talk about some of the subject they have. They have. They have a Halloween one. They have one on Mormonism.
I want to see the ones on friggin' prophecy. I love alarmist prophecy, especially because you know damn well these prophecies from the 90s all talk about the world ending
you're
in 2000.
Right. Fuck, that would be brilliant.
They're all just going to be about fucking 2000 being the end of the world. It's like, I want to see what they thought was going to happen. I want to relive the magic.
See, this is when that shit starts being really valuable. I'm almost afraid to give these people money. But the content is so enticing. Jehovah Witnesses they want to talk about. I saw the preview. It was just, I mean, with the music and everything else like that.
Well, the Mormon one as well.
Oh, yeah. They make him look so sinister. What's the Spanish one? What the fuck is that about?
I don't know. I'm going to say it has something to do with them stealing jobs because that seems
to be
the right wing.
Oh, no, they have Spanish versions. Maybe we should get the Spanish
version. We should. And that was Mexicans, not Spanish people. Wait.
What? No, what are you talking about?
I'm confused.
I said that there was a section in Spanish.
Yes, but then when
section.
I mentioned the whole conservatives worried that they're going to take our jobs, it's Mexicans who speak Spanish, but
that's right.
Spaniards.
Not particularly, no. But I don't think they could make the difference. Honestly,
no.
if a Spanish person showed up in America, I think they would instantly be thought of.
I do, but that does not exclude me from knowing the difference.
You would
and
know the
knowing
difference?
Is half the battle.
You would know the difference? I want to put you to the test of this.
Don't make me do
Spaniard
that.
Spaniard or Mexican? You know, it's the new game.
I'll have to ask one of my friends to help me.
I think that would be a really fun game.
Spaniard or Mexican?
Yeah, exactly.
Or it could be English or South African.
Right, whatever. I mean, you could just fuck around with people.
There we go.
Okay, so there was the part on Satanism, which was, I guess...
delicious.
I mean, it wasn't even the entire part. They also had this section on druids and those kinds of, you know, pagan rituals. Because they also wanted to drill it in that it wasn't just Satanism. I guess they were trying to put everything together because I don't think make a difference between witchcraft and Satanism, really.
I think the narrative they were trying to establish was that Halloween is not Christian, and therefore it is evil. Look at how evil these druids are. Look at how evil these Satanists are.
Wasn't it hilarious how tame and innocent all of those druid ceremonies were? So boring. I'm like, where is the sex?
Yeah, I'm like, this is a bunch of people walking around in white robes. I'm bored out of my fucking skull.
They almost look like they're LARPing.
I was like, seriously, I thought that they were going to throw little bags full of birdseed at each other. If anybody gets that,
for those of you unfamiliar with LARPing, it's basically where people run around as...
with cardboard swords. And
cardboard swords, yes. Yeah. Pretending that they are in a...
medieval dungeon fantasy thing.
It's fantasy play.
Yeah.
And I would rather that...
at least they know it's not real.
Yeah. Everybody goes home and they realize that was not real. I almost... The entire time that I'm watching this, because I felt... this must have been the most sinister footage that they had, and even then, it was so tame.
It was like during the day.
they were unable to get any juicy footage out of the people, I swear to you. And when I was watching it, I just thought, like, oh, there was this one old woman.
Oh, the ex-Satanist?
She was... no, not the ex-Satanist, who looked like your typical British granny.
Yeah, seriously, I thought she was either going to offer me ribbon candy or solve a murder mystery.
Right. Yeah, she looked like Miss Marple. There you go. She looked like Miss Marple. And just talking about her supposed cult that she had been in and forced to sacrifice a child and sign
slit
things
a baby's
in blood.
Throat.
Just the classic... you know, narrative that was there at the time. I mean, everybody had memorized what you needed to say. It's not uncommon for certain hysterias to develop a kind of narrative.
It's like, not to sidetrack you, but it's like the UFO thing.
Yeah,
it's the grace. It's the same thing. These are the rules of a UFO abduction. This is what happened.
Well, you have to imagine that a lot of times when there's a pervasive culture of belief, you know, like it's almost a dogma, right? These UFO cultists have
a UFO handbook. They have
the UFO handbook, and it starts as, you know, partly an oral tradition where individuals are mentioning their own abduction legends.
Yeah,
you know, because they're not stories. Stories, you know, it's some kind of reality. This is a fairy tale.
A sci-fi fairy tale.
Perfect example. And what is going on in most sci-fi fairy tales? You're being probed, okay? Yeah. Something sexual is happening.
I find it hilarious that aliens, like, who have mastered fucking space and time, get their jollies by probing farmers.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I'm pretty sure that is just, if you look back, let's say you're in the year 4000, all right, and we've conquered space travel and we're going around. I'm not going to tell you what we're going to be doing when we get to other planets, okay? We're going to probably be fucking other things. That's what we're going to do. And this is when we look, but when other alien cultures who have been fucked by us and have no appreciation for this, see some of the old things where, you know, like the history of why this happened, they'll just know that we just assume that that's what they were doing to
us. Like, they started it.
Yeah, exactly. They came there first and raped us.
They raped us first. This is just fucking vengeance.
But it's the same thing with, say, druid beliefs and witchcraft and that kind of stuff. I mean, the satanic cult notion that, they were binding us and there were pentagrams. Like, ask a person who would even make that claim. Okay, what is the logic behind these rituals? Because let me tell you something. For the most part, everybody establishes a kind of understanding about the purpose of the ritual. They won't tell you exactly how the ritual came about, but you have to do certain things.
This represents this. These are the steps.
Exactly. People need that shit, right? If you were taught a kind of ritual and you'd just be like, what the hell is going on here? It's a little hard to memorize if you're just
going,
say, like,
life.
Walk 2 paces and slash your knife. No. You're doing it for a specific purpose.
See, now you're LARPing.
Nobody sacrifices any animals that doesn't have some elaborate bullshit justification.
Like, yeah, no matter how far-fetched, there is a reason.
Yeah.
They will tell you why they'll do it.
They'll convince themselves that, saying, like, well, we're doing the right thing, and here's the reason. The gods are angry, and we're going to make sure that nobody else is killed, and all we're going to do is sacrifice this animal that doesn't do shit. And
this lazy goat is going down.
Fuck you, goat. What have you done for us? Nothing. You keep eating and just...
Yeah, you chew that garbage.
Yeah, that's right. You chew my garbage, you sumbitch. Where was I going with this before?
I don't know. This is why it's dangerous to have me. Like, when Ryan leaves, it's
you're
dangerous.
A mess as a co-host.
I am a fucking bad...
Everybody knows that when Jeff's on, it's going to be, like, the most tangenty show. Absolutely no structure.
Yeah, I am...
Do you almost think we should apologize before the shows for those that crave it? You know, the portion of fans that demand more structure? Because there is that portion. There's the portion saying, like, more structured, please, and other people are like, more disjointed. And really,
well, here's the thing is, I try to stay on topic, but then as the podcast progresses, we just kind of go...
We go silly.
We get silly. Plus, this is the second podcast we've done today, so...
It's true. We're almost 50% more likely to be wacky.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a real measurement.
And we saw a crazy movie, so...
Didn't you love also how they were talking about that the satanic cults were recruiting kids... in high school with apparently sex and drug parties.
I love
that. And I'm like,
that.
I was in fucking high school in the late 80s, early 90s. Where the fuck was my sex and drug parties? Huh?
Yeah, actually, you were in high school in the late 90s. No, we graduated in 97.
Right.
So late 80s would not be 92.
Well, I'd be 12 years old. That's when you start high school.
Yeah, it's in 92.
Right.
You said late 80s, early 90s. It's early 90s, late 90s.
Okay, fine.
I love how I'm a total asshole on
this subject.
You
are an asshole.
I'm like, I'm correcting
you.
You
want to get to the specifics of when I was born? I mean, you ruined it.
I did.
You're a piece of shit.
I am a fucking...
Thank you for fucking taking the joke and being like, well, Jacob, technically you would have only been 12 at the later end of this time frame that you're talking about.
I am just doing my duty as a skeptic...
To kill comedy. That's what you do.
To question things.
Yeah, question things.
Correct you when you're wrong.
Correct me when I'm trying to be funny.
I don't know what this moment of douchebaggery came from. I'm just like, what the fuck.
If you want to crush me, that's fine. But I was trying to make a point about these sex and drug parties.
Yes, how we both wanted to go to them.
You know, speaking of occult that's just popped up in the news, I put up a video of the Montana Republican candidate making... The rounds,
fucking
like the news
headlines.
Like you cannot turn around and not see her. I'm almost afraid. I mean, it's like fucking...
She's like Sarah
phenomenal.
Palin
Christine
without the glasses.
O'Donnell. She's a younger Sarah Palin.
Exactly.
But more conservative.
And more crazy.
Yeah, far
I
more
mean,
crazy.
Who doesn't like masturbating?
Well, they definitely don't think that you should be enjoying yourself. Look, God doesn't like the idea of anyone having any pleasure.
Then why did he make our hands crotch length?
Well, that's a really good point. Not a lot of animals have that kind of ability.
Just saying.
I actually, you know what? I have a basic theory, and it's complete bullshit. But I'm just going to lay it out there because this is a fucking free mixing show, and I'm just going to do
it
right now.
My
theory... No, it's not a bonus.
Okay,
this
is a regular
show.
Whatever.
Unfortunately, the bonus show is really fucked. It's fucked, people.
Yeah.
But here's my basic pet theory, if you will.
Go for
I believe that any animal that is capable of masturbation has a higher chance of developing higher intelligence. Because here's the thing. When you're no longer clouded by lust...
and sexual frustration.
And sexual, and just sexual needs, you have a brief window... of wisdom from which to operate. And I think that the more you can masturbate, the more that window stretches on, and you can begin to lift yourself out of the fog of idiocy.
There we go.
So I think that it's fantastic.
Spank
that we can
your way to enlightenment.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go.
Spank the masturbation out of you. I'm giving you the complete opposite directive that Christine O'Donnell's giving you. I'm like, masturbate more. I want you to masturbate until your privates hurt. Yeah. I want you to do it because you'll be sick of it. You're just like, I'm done. I can start reading now. I remember when I was in my fucking, you know, teens, early 20s, that's all I wanted to do was fuck all the time. I wonder, why was I so stupid back then? Oh, no room in my brain for concentration. I just wanted to put my penis in things. And, you know, I don't think I masturbated enough, honestly. The internet wasn't there with porn. I couldn't get sick and tired of it. You're a very lucky generation, all you young kids.
You youngsters.
Listening to this. I mean, do you know how hard we had to work for our fucking pornography?
Do you know how non-arousing 256 colored GIFs are?
I used to play strip poker on Commodore 64 for the boobies, man. That's how sad I was. That's pixelated boob.
Wow.
I should have, you know, I think, I remember, though, the part of the impetus of being good at drawing. I'm like, I'm going to draw myself some naked ladies, excite myself by drawing them.
Yeah, I used to do that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, well, obviously, I understood that part. Yeah. With ladies, it would have been a very confusing thing for you to say.
It would be.
Lady! But, yeah, that's my pet theory. Masturbate more. But apparently, I guess, as it goes now, you can't be a candidate running for the Republican Party unless you're crazy now.
You have to be so cuckoo schnaz, like, out of your mind.
I mean, there was this, what was that video? She's on Bill Maher. He was talking about how she had experimented with witchcraft.
Yep.
Saying, oh yeah, we were on an altar and there was some blood. What the fuck are you talking about, lady? What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah.
And how did you not realize this until later? I'm like,
no, you recalled something that's so vague that no one can go back and trace
and
what the hell
exactly.
You're mentioning. There's a video of her greatest hits, and the quotation of the video itself is, so far, we've come to understand that there's going to be some gems coming out of her the more you put a mic to her mouth.
Yeah, she is going, like, if you're thinking of watching The Daily Show and The Colbert Report, now is the time to start watching it.
I have to download a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I have to, like, go. Yeah, this is my goal, is to get all of the Daily Shows for the last month and a half.
I have been. I have definitely not been paying attention. That's how stupidly busy I am. That is, and you know what? It's made me very frustrated because, you know, when it comes to even this show that we did today, mm-hmm. Truth is, I would have liked to have been more prepared and have a number of topics that I wanted to discuss.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that was happening. But
there is a lot of stuff that's happening, and the disappointment in having to sort of round out this last job is the fact that the job itself takes so much concentration. It's what drains you of your ability to say, like, come in, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do a podcast, and I'm going to do on these subjects that I'm really passionate about. And you realize I didn't even have the time to be passionate about them because I was worried about everything else.
Mm-hmm. No, I know that feeling.
They're proud atheists. One of the one of the basic blogs that had started, like, from way back, just shut down. The guy behind it is just, like, citing, you know, there's too much. It's too much time out of my day and maintenance and that kind of stuff. And, you know, that makes me sad. It makes me sad as you realize, look, this is still a fledgling movement. And whenever we lose someone, quote unquote, we're slightly diminished in a sense. So I'm going to put that call out there to everybody who's listening, who has been thinking, but maybe I should write something or maybe I should record something. I'm like, please do. You know, you might just by chance. You know, someone might turn on and read what you write. And I did a show about empathy, I think you remember.
Yeah.
And I was saying, you might inspire the right person. Like, perhaps you don't end up doing it yourself. You know, you do something like The Proud Atheist, you put it out there, and then at some point you're like, I can't continue. But
the ball's rolling for someone else.
Yeah, the ball's rolling for someone else. Maybe he inspired like 10 other people to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel to some degree that our group as a whole, as atheists, has a lot of really talented people that are hesitant to go out and be active because they fear the label that religious people have put on them, saying, you're just like us, you're organizing, you're dogmatic. And, you know, we fear those labels because we talk about them and we distrust them, and there's good reason to distrust these things. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, hey, everybody, you really can't do anything until you start actually organizing and grouping yourselves together. Mm-hmm. Especially when there's one group that, like Christine O'Donnell and her fucking ilk want to make homosexuality illegal. Okay? They're being serious about this. How long can you hide your own fucking bigotry? Not very long, it turns out. As soon as you have any power, you're like, boom, segregation's back in. Boom, fucking anything you
can
possibly get away with.
Weird sex prohibitions.
And this is probably the last time that this group can pass a law like this. As the baby boomer generation will eventually fade and give us fucking power, please.
That will be nice, but we won't have any retirement.
Well,
we can't win them all.
Until they go, there's no way that you'd be able to pass this legislation. With our generation being much more accustomed and enlightened, as it stands, but they will push back. And I was reading a book by Susan Jacoby called The Age of American Unreason, and she talks a lot about the '60s and how. You know, we have this image of the 60s as being like, this is the liberation generation and so on and so forth. But we didn't
Summer
see the
love.
Other side. We didn't see the other side, the silent majority that still elected Nixon, for God's sakes. Mm. I mean, you didn't see that, although there was a visibility on the side of, oh, here are the leftists and the peaceniks and all these
other
groups, that there are always going to be strong reverberations, that there's going to be this, the religious right is going to push harder. Here's the deal, folks. The more we come out, the more we make our opinions heard and known, the more there's going to be a counter-reaction. That's the fucking reality of it. So you could be sitting right now saying, I don't need to do anything. But the truth is, there is going to be a wave. You're seeing this happening now.
We're already being so vilified. Like, it's ridiculous. Look at Fox. Like, just listening to Fox News, whenever a religious topic comes up, fucking slam the atheists down like friggin' heathens. Like,
My problem is that basically the opinions of a few are dominating the many of us that are sheepish and only listen. It's a small segment of the population that can control public opinion. And unfortunately, if we don't lend our voices in terms of saying, let's be rational and stop making decision based on ancient superstitious texts. Let's stop fucking pussying around this. Let's have a serious conversation. And there are plenty of people that agree with us, but that are too scared to say shit about it, because in most parts of the world you either get fucking killed or you just
excommunicated,
you
disowned,
lose your family, disowned, you lose your support network. You can't say shit. You are the people that listen to this show that say, I need someone to fucking rage for me because life is not that great for me right now. And why? Because of this crazy cult we call religion that everybody is supposed to treat with fair, with respect. Oh, you can't say
tip-toe around it.
Unbelievable. And at the same time, I wrote an article about how religion itself, religious freedom is a paradox. And what I was saying by that is that religions are not interested in freedom, okay? They may just declare, oh, you have free will. No, you don't. You definitely don't. Think about the way that
you're free to go to hell.
Not just that you're free to go to hell. What do they want to do? Well, if a theocracy was in power, you're not free to abort anymore. Okay? You're not free to use contraception anymore. These are not freedoms. You may have this free will. Really what they're saying is that you are, everything that you do, you fucked up. Alright? Because you were free to do that within these confining rules that I have decided fucking arbitrarily.
Yeah. And it's that you are free to fuck it up. It's just that. It's like, you can, what is it?
That's the limit.
Yeah. It's like, what is the phrase? It's that whole like, you know, you can make the choice, you know, you can do this or you can do the wrong thing. You know, it's that whole, it's like, no, there's not really a choice then. It's like, this is the expectation.
It's the same choice as a person who comes up with you with a gun to your face and says, your money or your life. This is a choice, okay?
Technically, yes.
Technically, this qualifies as a choice. This is very close to the narrow definition of choice, free choice that religion likes to have on its citizens. I mean, think about this. What is what is typically the punishment for apostasy? In the history of mankind, what has been the punishment for abandoning your religion? I don't think I need to tell you. I mean, maybe we have some historical blindness that we think that the mild amount of time that Christianity has behaved itself and not fucking launched inquisitions every other day, burning fucking how many hundreds of thousands of women that they thought were witches in order to benefit from it, financially even. Because as soon as you indicted someone as being a witch, guess who got all the money?
All their shit.
The church. Yeah, that happened like that. Institutionalized fucking murder using the Bible as justification, using your religion as justification. This is what you get in a theocracy. This is why these people are so scary. They are so, so frightening. And the problem is that the more vocal we get, the more vocal they get. And they're very good at being vocal. They are
And they're better at rallying.
One
of the big problems, problems I find with atheists is that because we're all so
different?
Well, different, but what I wanted to say is we're also, pun intended, hell-bent on being free thinkers, that we the idea of joining sort of a I don't want to say a hive mind, but kind of like the
a group.
The thought of joining a group that thinks the same things, even if it serves a greater good, is very off-putting. And that's, I think, is the big problem, is because we're sometimes just too smart for our own good, I guess.
I think that the problem is that we understand and we see the cultish elements, even of non-belief, even of atheism as a phenomenon and movement.
Yeah.
But we have to accept that in the same degree that, say, Star Trek fans accept it, where they realize that it's not a cult in the same way that that Christianity is a cult.
It's more like a club.
Exactly. And even a club has cultish elements. It has a group.
Yeah, it has rules. It has
whatever. It has meetings. It has
traditions,
whatever the hell you want to call it. It's just when groups of people get together, some very similar things start happening. Now, the deal is that once you realize that, hey, it's human nature for us to commune together, to establish bonds of trust and community, and once we can just kind of get past the fact that religions also do this, we realize that, oh, yeah, everyone does this.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. You're a fucking human.
Well, it's a tribe.
It just
happens. Tribal thing.
Yep. Huh. Tribal shit will happen. Now, if you're suddenly worried, oh, there's going to be a dogma. Do you know who you're talking about? The very people if you just throw the word dogma at them, will freak out.
Well, the other thing is, in terms of atheists, it's like, oh my God, there's going to be a dogma, and then it's like, well, then you can leave. Like we're not going to brainwash you. So it's like,
bye.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, have a good one. I'll see you on MSN.
You don't want to meet, you don't want to fucking meet.
Yeah, I can't twist your arm, whatever.
It's just amazing when you think about, I guess, again, like we said, the power in my interview with the Stuart Beckman, when we were talking about just the financial power of religious institutions. You know, when the Mormon Church raised $30 million,
some ridiculous
to try to pass Prop 8, like more than any other campaign other than presidential campaigns. Like, this is significantly huge. Mm-hmm. I think I had a show where I talked about that in quite a bit of detail.
I think you mentioned, yeah.
But nevertheless, I mean, we joke, saying, oh, well, look at this group, they're getting together, and the next thing you know, they're going to be tithing and so on and so forth. And we're the poorest of any institutional group. Just no money.
We feel bad about taking poor people's money. It's the problem.
Yeah, right. We're like, well, you know, we don't want you to tithe. You should probably be spending it on yourself.
Like, you should buy your kids some school clothes.
Yeah,
and
I
then
mean,
maybe
if you have a little, you know, some leftover.
If you
want to
help, $20 a year, you know.
You should invest in your future, but if you
want RRSPs and savings, do that.
But I think we have just a bit of a problem finding how we can support things that we enjoy. And, you know, I'm fortunate with all the people that listen to the podcast that do support me even when I fuck up, you know. Then hopefully for not much longer. But you know, that is what allows me to do what I do, and I hope that this is something that kind of grows. I mean, beyond
well,
what I do.
You've influenced other podcasts, if I'm not mistaken. There's the one in Australia, right?
Yeah, I believe the Imaginary
Friends. Imaginary Friends, yes, exactly.
Exactly. So, I mean, hopefully he'll get to do something similar, you know, have enough of it. He seems, the host, of the, Jake Farr Wharton, he seems enough of a, what's I'm looking for, network whore.
There we go.
He'll do quite nice.
I'm like, I don't even have Facebook.
I am so bad at it. I mean, I look at everything that I could be doing. You know, they have that whole manual of how to promote yourself. You're just like, wow, I'm not doing half that shit.
Yeah, I'm like, but that just promotion is a full-time job.
It really is.
It is.
You don't realize, you know, when you try to do something like this, it's about like 5 or 6 jobs.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you need to hire those tentacles or those feelers to go out and.
Yeah,
like,
you got to do your own graphic design, website maintenance.
Yep.
You got to write your
all
own
articles. All the content, all the fucking everything.
You got to edit your own shows. You got to. Oh, I mean, yep. You're just how many fucking different things does a person need
seriously,
to do?
I'm thinking about this. I'm like, no wonder we run out of steam so fast. It's like fucking 20 jobs.
Yeah, well, I suppose that on the one side, you know, people don't have a really good understanding of what it's like to try to maintain, you know, websites. It's again why, you know, you look at Proud Atheist and saying, well, why don't you just keep it up? And if you don't keep anything up, it might as well be dead.
Yeah.
The truth is that it just becomes like
that's the internet, right? Like, yep. if you don't, in terms of, I'm going to use webcomics because my big thing is I want to do a webcomic. I've always wanted to do webcomics, but if you stop doing it for like 2 weeks, you're gone. People forget. And that's it. And it's like, you've got to be fucking...
There's just so much out there.
Well, that's it. It's like, it's not like they're starved for media anymore. You have the world at your fingertips. Like, you are competing against the planet. So,
and the accumulating body of work that human beings are producing constantly.
Yeah, it's like every day there's like fucking everything's new. Like millions of ideas pop up on that.
That's why
on
I always
the interwebs.
That's always why I worry when I'm not constantly putting myself out there. Mm. It's like maybe I'll fade away.
Well, this is why you need to get that form going.
Well, that's going to be happening fairly soon. I mean, once I leave my job, I'm going to be introducing a whole new site architecture.
Well,
we'll be on a completely different platform, and I'll be using that to develop the forums. So I'm going to be recruiting people that, you know, everybody that said, yeah, I want a forum. You will be recruited heavily for your...
Like you will have to participate.
Yeah. You said you wanted one. Okay.
I'll give you one,
but you're going to have to help
out. You've got to use it.
Because I've tried doing a community thing before on my other site with Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And the lesson about a forum is that you just have to start and get momentum fast, or else it just becomes, like, dead.
I tried starting a forum a while back, and it's like...
There's nothing more depressing than an empty forum. It just,
yeah, like 10 posts after 2 months.
People
like,
look at that and they're like, I don't want to go in there. There's nothing.
It's a lame forum. It's a loser forum.
Right. I don't want to put a forum up and it'll look lame.
Yeah.
Right? There's always that danger.
Yeah.
I got to stroke that ego, remember?
Stroke the ego. Stroke slimy. All
right. I think that's good. We're going to wrap up the show for now. I'd like to thank everybody who is still a patron. I haven't been asking anybody that's due for membership for monies because what I really want to do is once I can start this thing again, I really want to stick to a good schedule, get everybody used to and acclimatized to when the scheduled podcast is coming in, and then that's when I'm getting the poke, hey, your years come up and please can I have some more money?
Yes, there you go.
But as of now, I'm not really policing that much. I think it's just, only fair. Like I want to go into it with a big confident hurrah. You know, I've been promising a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I want to deliver on them. Like I said, doing more interviews. I can't talk about who I'm interviewing yet, but you guys are going to be really excited about it. And I'm just going to continue doing it despite the fact that I'm a whiny bitch that doesn't want to do anything. All right, with that,
how do you top that?
Well, I don't know. I just call it a show. All right, with that, my name is Jacob Forte.
I'm Jeffrey Jones.
Have a good Atheist Day, everybody.